Hey y'all, it's me, Kitty Minx. Hello patrons, both new and old and in between. I have some news that I would like to share with you all privately, and I do mean privately. Please do not share this information anywhere else until I give the okay to do so, because this isn't something I'm going to be sharing on the YouTube channel or my general social media for probably at least another month or so. At least. Probably. It's also a decision between me and Dnidest when we want to officially announce this news to the fan base and public at large. Well, first of all, I would like to thank you all for your love and support and your financial support of me, as well as your patience and understanding while there's been a delay in regular content. I'm sure you all know that I've been dealing with some medical stuff. I have that big medical bill looming over me. But thanks to fans like you, who've shown immense support, love, and generosity, I have been able to put a sizable payment down on the bill so far, so hopefully they'll nag me a bit less for a while. Which takes a huge weight off my shoulders. Hopefully in time I'll be able to pay it off completely, but because, you know, being sick and whatnot, can't go work at the Mustang, and it's affected my ability to create content, which caused me to lose a lot of patrons, and I don't blame y'all, because y'all are here for regular content, and yada yada, I get it, I do, but it is frustrating to have these things looming over you and not be able to do much about it, if that makes any sense. So thank you all so much for your patience and understanding, those of you who decided to stick around and join me here, as well as your love and support and generosity. It means the world to me. Now, what I'd like to announce to you all, I actually already announced on the exclusive Patreon Discord a few days ago, but I know not all of you are on there regularly. I've learned why I've been sick for so long. Because I learned that what I was sick with back in September, what put me in the hospital, what I was given medicine for, whatnot, those symptoms should have gone away by the end of the month, beginning of this month. Those symptoms should have gone away because, yes, there were a lot of ulcers, but they were small ones. They weren't perforated, so they should have quickly healed by themselves with help with the medicine, the antibiotics, and whatnot. So it should have gone away. But I still was feeling just fatigued and tired all the time. I started feeling nauseous all the time. And I was just getting random aches and pains. And hopefully some of you know where this is going. Well, my time of the month turned out to be several days late. At first I brushed it off, knowing I was just sick in the hospital a month ago. On all these medications and that stuff can affect a woman's cycle. But then I was later and later and having all these weird symptoms. So I caved and I took a test and it came up positive for pregnancy. Now, false positives can be a thing based on studies when you were on certain medications and whatnot. So I waited a little bit, and I basically flushed the medications out of my system. I waited a couple of days until I knew that stuff was mostly out of my system or at very low levels. And I tested again, and I had it with a completely different company's test, and I had an even bigger positive. And I've been testing every morning since, just to keep confirming that yes, it is positive. So, according to these home pregnancy tests, I am pregnant with my second child. And according to an app that I initially used to track my monthly cycles, which I've been using since I had my IUD removed back in April and started having my cycles again, it has a pregnancy mode, and based on my last cycle, which is how pregnancy weeks are calculated, it's put me at being 6 weeks pregnant. So I do have to make a doctor's appointment, but generally doctors for pregnancy won't see you until you're about 8 weeks along, unless they consider you to be so high risk that they have to see you sooner just to double check. But that's something that would be between me and my doctor. As I have had a few miscarriages in the past, and there were some minor complications with my pregnancy with my 5-year-old, but I don't know if that's enough for a doctor to consider this pregnancy a high enough risk where they would need to see me right away, or I can wait until the usual 8-week mark for the first examination, or they check for the heartbeat and all that. So yeah, that's the news, and please everyone, don't say anything in the YouTube comments, don't say anything on my social media, don't say anything on the community tab. This is something that when it comes to the general public, that Dina and I would like to announce ourselves. Hopefully y'all can be cool with this, understand this. The reason why I'm telling you all this is y'all are my paying patrons, and I feel like y'all have a right to know. If my content is slow for a little while, you have the right to know exactly why. It's because, well, at least right now, I am pregnant. And I'm dealing with the first trimester symptoms. I'm fatigued, nauseous, mood swings, all that jazz. So it may or may not affect my ability to create content. I'll know better once I talk to a doctor, as maybe the doctor can give me some safe medicines to curb some of the symptoms. Who knows, but of course, when I found out I was pregnant, I called my psychiatrist, and he immediately advised that I stop taking half of what I take for my mental health issues, because a couple of those are risks to unborn babies, especially in the first trimester. So my mental health will be affected for a little while, especially as my body deals with the absence of the medications, as well as all the changes in my body with the pregnancy. All I can ask is that you all send positive thoughts and vibes, that I don't have a miscarriage, and that this is a successful and healthy pregnancy, and that I am healthy throughout it, the baby's healthy throughout it, able to carry it to term and have a relatively normal birth and all that. And again, please don't say anything on my social media. Please don't say anything on YouTube. The official public announcement has to be something that Dina and I do together. So hopefully you all can understand and respect that. But again, I feel like because you all pay to be here and pay to support me, you all have the right to know what's currently going on. So, yeah, that's what's going on. My ego is Prigo. Thank you all so much for listening to this. Thank you all so much for your love and support, as well as your patience and understanding. It all really means the world to me. I love each and every one of you. Stay awesome, and hopefully I'll be able to churn out some content for y'all in a bit. Thanks, y'all. Mwah.